Stewards of historic and treasured natural sites throughout Massachusetts, the Trustees of Reservations is celebrating its 125th anniversary with a series of events meant to engage the public and showcase its properties. WAMC spoke with Joanna Ballantyne, the organization's regional director for Western Massachusetts, about the year's events.
So the Trustees of Reservations is the nation's oldest land conservation and historic preservation organization of its kind. We actually spurred the conservation and preservation movement globally, and our sister organization is the National Trust of England. We protect iconic, scenic, beautiful places for the public across Massachusetts and have just shared the news of our 116th reservation joining the trustees. So we're now 116 special places all across the Commonwealth.
And this year marks 125 years of the trustees, and you guys are rolling out a home sweet home program for your properties here in Massachusetts. Can you detail exactly that is?
Sure. This marks our 125th anniversary, and there are incredible events throughout the Commonwealth, starting with our birthday, which is actually this Saturday, May 21st, where all of our historic homes and estates throughout the Commonwealth will be open from 10 to 4 each day, free to the public. We want to invite as many people as possible to enjoy these beautiful places as we kick off this special anniversary. So first and foremost, we'll have birthday cake and cupcakes at all of our homes. In the Berkshire region, we have 5 of the historic sites, including the William Cullen Bryant Homestead in Cummington, which will have tours and a scavenger hunt for kids and a hike on our old growth forest trail. So Bryant is a not-to-miss place on Home Sweet Home. And then further west, we have the Mission House and Ashley Houses, both of which will be open from 10 to 4 for guided tours on the hour. Mission is in Stockbridge Center, and Ashley is further south in Sheffield next to Bartholomew's Cobble. And then Naumkeag, our incredible Gilded Age cottage, which is right here in the heart of Stockbridge, will be open all day with guided tours, with garden tours, with our curator talking about our really beautiful tree peonies that are blooming this time of year. And then for kids, we'll actually have fairies in the woods, a woodland walk and stroll, storybook reading of wonderful children's books. And actually, we're partnering with the Humane Society, so there'll be a pet adoption event at Naumkeag in Stockbridge. And of course, snacks and lunch available at the shop on our top lawn terrace for picnicking. And then further up north, the Folly will be open, which is a mid-century modern gem. It's really a whimsical place to visit where we'll have tours. Again, we'll have birthday cake, and we'll have an opportunity for people to see what it was like to live in a mid-century modern home, the guest house at Field Farm. It's now an inn, but people can also take a walk on the beautiful property of Field Farm and tour the Folly all that day.
And then beyond this Saturday, what else is the Trustees of Reservations planning to celebrate 125 years?
Many, many things throughout the state, kicking off on this Saturday. So everything's listed at www.thetrustees.org. But I do want to mention a few highlights. We will have special events at a number of our properties, including a gala at Appleton Farms this Saturday night. And in the Berkshire region, our special celebration will be the Naumkeag Garden Party this year on July 23rd, a not-to-miss event. We're grateful that Yo-Yo Ma and Jill Horner, our honorary co-chairs, will be unveiling the newly restored Chinese garden and just a spectacular afternoon garden party in July here at Naumkeag. In addition, we have lots of fun. Hike 125 miles coming soon is a new way to map your hikes. Serving and volunteering 125 hours with the trustees. So in addition to all of the events and programs like the Naumkeag Garden Party, people can also participate by volunteering with us or hiking the beautiful trails. And in addition, we have events and programs that are really fun coming up, like Bryant Day, July 16th, and plein air painting happening at Naumkeag and the Bryant Homestead. And fun for the under 40 crowd with June 25th, not to miss the Naumkegger, which is always a lot of fun, drinks and a bonfire, and many, many events at the Bartholomew's Cobble where people can canoe on Father's Day or get out and do a fern walk. June 11th, we'll be doing a program on chainsaw skills for women, and then all kinds of owl prowls and nighttime events happening at Notchview, which is just pristine and spectacular this time of year. So we really see our 125th as a year-long celebration of the trustees protecting special places for everyone forever. And I do want to mention, for anyone interested in the whole history of the trustees, we have a special exhibit at the Boston Public Library, From the Sea to the Mountains, which will be on exhibit at the library through the next couple of months.